This is Trent with Prosper. Today's call will be on the topic of sales funnels. So before we get started here, just a few housekeeping items before we jump into the call. If you push star 5, that will mute you. And if you press star 5 again, that'll bring you off mute, and then you can ask any questions during the graduate call here today, okay? So with that said, if you have any questions as well during the call, you know, feel free to ask them. Yeah, this is an interactive call, and so you don't have to just sit and listen to the whole call. If you have any questions, you can just chime in and ask a question, and we'll be glad to discuss that on the call today, okay? Now, today, like I said, the topic is on the topic of sales funnels, and I'll be teaching you some of the major elements. I have 7 major steps here that will teach you how to get started with creating an effective sales funnel for your website, what the purpose of a sales funnel is, how to put it all together, okay, and some of the tips and tricks that you can implement to reduce friction or reduce the amount of confusion on your site so you can use the sales funnel successfully in persuading and converting the traffic coming to your website. So let's get started here. So today, the very first point that I want to talk about here as an overview is there's a number of elements that are part of the sales funnel. And so we're going to first go over what the marriage model is and why that's important to understand. We're going to go over a few visuals to kind of visualize up in your mind about what a sales funnel is, really, if you don't know what that is yet, and then and the major components of the sales funnel process. And so ultimately, when people come down to your site or come over to your site through whatever medium they're using, such as online marketing or offline, through Google or Facebook, or if you told someone about your website and they came there, they're usually going to come to your home page, but not all the time. You may have other landing pages, okay, different pages that you've created for different purposes in the back end of your website to present products and services that you want them to buy. So not all products and services are going to be obviously presented on your home page, and nor should they. Your home page, as we talked about a few weeks ago on the credit call of the topic of your value proposition, your value proposition is one of the elements of your sales funnel. But your value proposition is creating a clear message of who your site's for, why they should come, what's in it for them, and why you're different. Okay, why should they care coming to your website? Okay, you're presenting a clear message. So you can listen to that call. But the topic, like I said here today, is on your sales funnel, how to get that in place and how to use that successfully to boost sales and ultimately create order and structure in your whole entire business to scale your business and grow it. So one of the elements there of marriage, of the marriage model, let's talk about that, is just comparative to any relationship that you've developed in your life. And we call it the marriage model is because the model of actually marrying someone is a step-by-step process. You usually don't go to a party or you see someone across the street and you don't end up asking that person to marry you right off the bat. You'll usually end up getting slapped or getting some really weird looks. Okay, and so the marriage model implies and teaches us that when you're developing relationships with people, you start off with the first step of breaking the ice and getting to know the person. And that's the very first step with your website, is that you can also call this creating awareness. Okay, that's the very first step or very first element in your sales funnel. Is to create an effective sales funnel, you've got to make sure you have the elements in place to create awareness, okay, about your company, about what you're offering, so people know about it. That's in general what your marketing is all about. You're getting the word out there, you're teaching people about your business and what you have to offer them and how you can solve their problems or at least bring them closer to the resolution of their problems. So the marriage model, once again, is starting off with breaking the ice, creating awareness of who you are and what you can do for them in the relationship. And now, if we were to compare that first element, like I said, to your website, some of the elements that you can use to help create awareness include your blog. Okay, your blog is a great tool of awareness creation. you can write up specific articles that will teach your audience about different topics. And when they come to your website and read them, and as you start to market them, and those will teach them about the different topics and then guide them on to the next step. So here's some feedback or some background noise. Maybe just push *5 on your phone to mute that so we don't hear that. Yeah. So let's go back here on the topic there. So first step, awareness, you're breaking the ice. And then second step is, what do you want them to do after you, they get to know you and you get to know them? Okay. So the second step in your sales funnel is what we call a lead magnet. Okay, in a relationship, it's, hey, what do you really have to offer? You know, your compatibility. Do you guys communicate well with one another? Does that person want to do business with you or be with you? Okay, so that's the next step in the marriage model, and we're comparing that to your sales funnel. Okay, the reason why we call it the sales funnel is because it's a funnel that massive amounts of people are coming through, and it starts to get narrower and narrower to a point where they convert and do more business with you or become a customer. Okay, there's different types of sales funnels, but today we're talking about the type of sales funnel for your website and how to use that to be able to help people buy your affiliate products or your e-commerce products. Whatever you're selling, you can still use the same model or the same structure of setting up a sales funnel to sell anything. As first is, you're breaking the ice, and what do you want to do, or what do you want that person to do next? Okay, when they come to your website, you're creating awareness by teaching them who you are, what you're offering to them, how you can help them out, and then you're going to invite them to take action, a basic step, something easy and simple. Okay, and this is usually tied in with the second step of your lead magnets. Okay, lead magnets, let's just describe that. We call them lead magnets because if you think of a magnet, it attracts the opposite there, and it brings the magnets together, and they clump together. And you want to magnetize or bring that type of a person, attract them to your website and make it enticing. So it's very, very critical that you have something enticing or very interesting and beneficial to offer them, okay, such as a valuable article to read, or an ebook that teaches them something specific, okay, or a video course or training. It could be a consultation or something free or a discount or a coupon. Okay, you can think of all kinds of things you can give to people in exchange for their name and email. Okay, and so that's what a lead magnet is you're attracting the right people to your site, and when they get there, you want to give them something specific of value in exchange for their contact information. If it's not specific, it's not going to work as well. So it needs to be very specific. And so what we mean by specific is, think of a life scenario that they're going through. You know, if your site is about promoting jogging shoes to men and women, then you want to be able to present some type of information or some type of valuable offer that's for free to give, to incentivize them to give you their name and email. Okay, that it should be relevant to their particular life, and so you may want to offer a training on how to, what kind of shoes to wear for a marathon, okay, or how to train for a marathon using, the types of shoes that you guys sell on your website. So you'd want to be specific with what you're selling. What you would not want to do is present just a general type of, opt-in saying, put your name and email here and get a newsletter. Yeah, that would not be the right thing to do to boost your effectiveness with this. Okay, be specific with what you present, and you'll see your subscription rate increase dramatically. So be specific with your lead magnet presentation. And you can present your lead magnet in multiple spots throughout your website. One of the major spots is on the right-hand side or at the bottom of your homepage. And if you truly have a newsletter and you're going to be presenting that type of thing, then just let people know what the purpose of the newsletter is going to be, so they can look forward to receiving that, you know, each week, or if you send it out each week. But it would be very important to send out something to them via email, have contact with your audience at least once a week. Don't go overboard, but if you think of a relationship, you know, think about your girlfriend or boyfriend or aunt and uncle or mom and dad, brother or sister. Think of these relationships that you want, you know, to have, the people that you do want to have in your life. You usually communicate with them on a more regular basis. And it's the same thing that you should be doing in your business. If you're generating the leads, you need to be talking with them. Makes sense, right? But common sense isn't necessarily too common, you know, with a lot of folks out there, so that's why we're teaching that, is to make sure that you stay in contact with your prospects and your customers and develop a better relationship with them over time. So you do that by using your lead magnets, and spit that out there, as a way of generating that lead. And once they come into the door, what do you want them to do next, okay? And the whole aspect and the whole purpose and the psychology of your sales funnel is to lead them step by step into a direction that they want to go and you want to go. It's a win-win situation. So you're persuading them and incentivizing them to take one step at a time. And as they take those steps, you know, they're rewarded more and you're rewarded more. And so once again, it's a win-win or no-deal type of scenario. That's really the only way that you should be basing your business upon, is that type of principle of creating win-win or no-deal. So when you present your lead magnets or when you're creating awareness, okay, those are the two topics so far that we've discussed in the sales funnel steps, is that you're always keeping in mind the value that you're creating for your audience. Okay, you're always in the process of understanding really their fears and their dreams, you know, their biggest problems, their biggest challenges that you can help them out with. And then that's going to empower you to be able to present, you know, effective solutions for them, you know, that'll really help them out. Okay, so far we talked about awareness and some of the tools they use. You can also use social media and, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. You can use offline methods like sending out postcards or, you know, mailers, you know, sending out you know, announcements of, you know, new developments in your company, your product lines that you may have created, deals that you're promoting. Okay, so you can just get the word out there. But the next steps you want them to do is to do something specific after that. You know, get involved, engage with you and your business. So you offer that lead magnet, and then after that, you can use those lead magnets, whether you're using them in forms of e-books or videos or e-courses, whatever you're using there, as, you know, tools to help people take the next step. Sometimes in e-books, you'll find links that go to other offers that you have, and that's a great way of doing it. So if you were to create an e-book and present that to people or prospects that have come to your website, inside of the ebook, you can put multiple links in there that guide them to taking the next step of buying a product from you directly. Okay, and the next step is a common or pretty popular you know, word that a lot of marketers use out there, which is called a tripwire. You know, if you were to think of a tripwire, you know, you're tripping over it, you got a, you know, it activates, you know, the customer model. You know, when someone buys for the first time, they are, you know, they're entering into your, you know, your ecosystem there. They're entering into your economy as a buyer, as a customer. So this is the very first step that they really take, you know, with buying something. And this lower entry type of product that you sell or service, you know, is usually, you know, priced around anywhere from $20 to $50. And those can be, you know, the same type of mediums that you used in your tripwire or in your lead magnets, but the fuller version, you know, in the entire version. So maybe the lead magnet that you offered was a preview to or an excerpt of your ebook, and then the tripwire product or the second product they would actually buy, and would be the full actual ebook, okay, for say $47. Yeah, they got the free excerpt, the very first step, as the lead magnet, and then in that excerpt, you could put a link that links them straight to the full ebook that they could buy. Okay, so that would be one example of implementing a tripwire on your site. So if you were to think about your site, okay, what kind of lead magnets do you offer? If you don't have any, then make sure that you get some. You can either create some yourself, or you can find them available on the internet. Okay, you can go and find video trainings on YouTube. Okay, you can find free ebooks online. Okay, you can even create these yourself, like I said. You can find checklists or guides or create them. Okay, but think about your audience and think of what would be helpful for them. Okay, your lead magnets are not giving away every single detail. You're just giving them something user-friendly, something valuable, but not the full entire gig. Okay. Then think about your website now and think about the aspect of your tripwire. Do you have any lower entry products or services that you're offering? Okay, if you don't, then get them in place. Okay? So like I said, it could be the full version of the ebook, or you can offer a consultation where they call you and they pay you, to do a specific job for them, or a coaching call, or think of all the things that you could consider that would be helpful for your audience and put a price to it, anywhere from $20 to $50. Then you'd want to present that on your site. Okay, now the third point that we're going to talk about here is your core offer. Okay, the tripwires that you present, these lower product products or services that you're offering, are incentivizing them to obviously take the next steps. But if they buy that product, they're your customer. They've proven that they want to do some type of business with you. So at that point, you can tie those in with some of the same elements we were talking about earlier with the lead magnets. You type in your tripwire offers to your core offers. So your core offer is your what we call your pilot offer, your main gig, your main offer. And that may be a full blown out coaching program, or that may be a product, a compilation of products that you bundled together, okay, or maybe an e-course or a membership program that you want to sell for, say, $300. But this, the pricing range in your core offers, or a core offer, if you have multiple core offers, that's fine too. But you can kind of organize them from price on up. So some of the core offer areas would be, in terms of price, would be anywhere from $100 to $500 to start off with. And you can link your first tripwire product into one of your smaller end core offers. Okay? And you see this all the time, with the successful businesses. They present some type of ebook up front, they buy the product, they buy the ebook, and then that lead comes over, as a name and email and contact information to a sales floor, or it comes over to the person's cell phone, and they're able to call them and work on selling them into the program, or selling them into buying a product that you have. Okay, so your core offer, you want to be super clear about what you're offering there, obviously, because you can present that on your sales page. For any core offer that you have, and make sure that you have a dedicated sales page for it. And a while back ago, we talked about a training on sales pages, but your sales page is focused in on that one thing of selling that product. There's usually no other links on that sales page, okay, other than the link to buy that product. Okay, so if you were to look at your website right now and look at the products and or services that you're selling, how many other links are on that page? If there's more than one link, okay, it'd be best not to do, you know, present multiple links on that sales page, because it can always cause that person to click on it, and then they're off of your site and distracted. Okay, see, what you don't want is to have all these links and all these different you know, things on your website for your sales page for a, you know, for the sale of a product or service. It increases friction, increases confusion. You want to reduce, you know, the friction and reduce the confusion, obviously. Okay. So to do that, just make sure that your sales pages are focused on the topic or the product that you're presenting, and then they'll be far more likely to stay focused and then buy, you know, the product or service you're presenting. Just a second here. Yes, any questions so far? Okay, good, good. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next step, which is the fourth step in your sales funnel. This is on the topic of profit maximizers, okay? Things that you can present to people to boost your profits. And ultimately, I mean, it's, you know, it's helping your audience as well. It's a win-win, once again, like we talked about earlier. But your profit maximizers are things that you're presenting to your audience after they've bought your core product. Okay, these can be upsells. If they've bought, let's say, you know, the you know, membership program for $400 and they're in now. Okay, they're part of your membership now. Now what? Okay, if you, a lot of times if you present an upsell, they'll usually end up buying that. And an upsell to a, let's say, you know, a health slash exercise oriented you know, membership, you know, for people who like to run and jog and eat healthy, you know, if they bought into a membership that you're selling, then you could very well sell, let's say, a one-on-one, you know, program, a coaching program, or you could sell, you know, exercise equipment, you know, that they could buy as an upsell once they join the program. Okay, these are all things that will help them, and they help you maximize your profits. And if you didn't offer them and they want them, then they're usually going to go somewhere else, obviously, to get them. Okay? They can go to someplace else. But if you do a great job in presenting these products or services that they want anyways under your same umbrella, they'll be far more likely to buy from you because it's right then and there. You know, it's right there and presented in front of them. And if you use the elements of persuasion and let them know that maybe it's a one-time deal that you're offering, okay? Add in the elements of, one of the elements of persuasion is scarcity, okay? If there's an offer that you can implement that will only last for a certain time period, okay, consider doing that. You know, there may be a particular program or service or deal that is only going to last for, say, 7 days or at that very moment when they see it. Okay, but the main thing is that you have that in place, if you really are interested in boosting your profits. I'm going to share with you, let me pull this up here real quick. I'm going to Okay, so some of the other profit maximizers that you can do would include, you know, like cross sales. You know, you see this quite a bit on websites where, you know, they're e-commerce based. If you have an e-commerce website and you're selling, you know, 300 different products that are all focused on, you know, running equipment, you know, for runners, then you see this quite often on successful e-commerce websites where if you bought one thing or if people liked a certain product, you might like some other ones as well. And so you'll see that quite a bit. So consider presenting that on your site to help boosting your profits. You know, if people bought into your membership program, we'll then present some other, you know, products and services that they may like as well. And they'll help you out with you know, getting more profits coming into your door. And some of the other elements of your profit maximizers or profit boosters, as I call them, it would be you know, bundles. You have products or services that you can pull all together, all in one spot. Yeah, if you buy this kit or this deal, this bundle of products or services, then it'll be a discounted price, or it'll be a price that, you know, you obviously just establish a price, but it'll be a, usually a better deal because they're getting all the, you know, all the items all in one. Okay, instead of separately. So a lot of times, if you're presenting, you know, all kinds of products on your website, if you were to get them all in one, then that would be a better deal for them, and they usually end up getting a better price on it too. And then one of the other elements I'll share, this is the last one I'll share in terms of helping you boost your profits, is recurring billing type of offers, where you just sell them once and you're done. And then you just got to fulfill it afterwards. So those could be, you know, subscription type of offers, or, you know, after they've bought into your program or bought the product, then you could offer some type of a management service, or you could offer some type of you know, subscription to, let's say, a magazine or your, you know, a particular you know, news feed. You know, and more and more people are, you know, giving people access to their you know, their blog feed as a paid subscription, and so you can do that. But they may, you know, the main thing, you know, here with the recurring billing element, you know, for helping you boost your profits, is that it helps out a lot, especially with the model of recurring billing, because you just sell it once and then you just gotta fulfill it. Another great thing to do with this is to create a subscription to a video training. You can present a video training each month. And they pay, you know, they pay, say, $50 every month or $47 every month, and they get access to an awesome video training every month, once a month. So you sell them once, and the money comes in. Then all you got to do from there on after is do the video and deliver it to them. Or you can post that onto your membership area or onto your blog. Okay, so that's the last major element there of that step of profit maximizers or boosters. So let's do a quick review here. Okay, we've talked about the first step of your sales funnel of creating awareness. You can use blogs and social media, you know, talking with people on and offline through groups, you know, through Yahoo groups or Google, you know, chat. You can join groups with Facebook, you know, send out tweets. There's a lot of communication channels nowadays that you can use to easily create awareness for your business. And the second step we talked about is putting in different lead magnets to help entice or incentivize people to take action with you, to break the ice, to help them understand that you're in the business of helping them out. So you're offering them something useful, but not offering them the full deal. Okay, and then third, as we talked about, the you know, first elementary product that they buy, which is called a tripwire type of product. Okay, this is when they become a full-fledged customer. They've bought something from you now, and that product price is usually anywhere from 20 to 50 bucks, somewhere around there. Okay, that's the third. And then the fourth is your core offer. Okay, establish a core offer that they can buy, and you'll see here that, you know, one of the major reasons why you don't just go straight into the core offer is because most people are not ready to buy your core offer yet, unless it's already well known. Okay, if you're selling, you know, Nike running shoes, people are already, you know, they already know that brand and they already know what a shoe is. You don't have to really teach a lot of people about what that is. You know, so that's the core offer in that particular circumstance. But you gotta look at your own type of product model and your business model, and look at what you're selling, so you can establish, is it well known? Because if it's not well known, then you'll usually need to educate your audience a bit more before they're ready to buy. Okay. And the fifth step we talked about was your profit maximizers or boosters that you can implement to help, you know, boost your profits. And the name implies obviously what that does, and it helps your customers out with getting this services or products all in one area instead of having to shop around to 5 or 10 different other places to get what they need and want. Okay, now the last point I'm going to bring up here on the sales funnel is the return path. How do they come back and get more ultimately? So let me kind of describe that here. Give me just a second. Okay, so your return path is giving you the ability to go back to non-buyers and put them into a follow-up series to increase initial conversion. So the people who did not buy or even do anything with buying your Tripwire or your core offer or any of the profit maximizers, you'd want to have a sequence in place where an email goes out to those people who didn't take action and remind them about, hey, here's something valuable that I have for a lead magnet. Put your name and email in here. Actually, in this case, you would have received that name and email already, so you would probably want to bring them straight over to the Tripwire product or service that you have to offer in this particular scenario. So the return path is all about you're returning that prospect who has not bought yet back to the path of entry. And your entry path, the very first stepping stone that prospects take in the sell funnel, is the after they put their name and email in for the lead magnet that you're offering, they go into that Tripwire and that product that they buy initially. Now, keep in mind, as we mentioned earlier on the topic of multiple products, you can have multiple, and you should have multiple, lead magnets and also Tripwire products and services. And you're linking them in together to make a smooth flow of your customers taking steps or your prospects taking steps that convert into customers. And then your customers eventually turn into raving fans of your business. And if you're developing a great relationship with them, then they'll want to share your business with other people. They'll want to share the word with people because you take care of them and you help them out. And even though they've bought a lot of product with you, they've done so willfully, and you've helped them out. Again, so ultimately you want to turn all of your prospects into raving fans and people who are super excited about your company, what you have to offer, and they'll naturally share the word with their friends and family. And if you've been into the marketing world for any time, you know that the power of word of mouth is super powerful and super awesome. And so, you want to definitely convert as many people as possible to do that. And to do that, you got to have a solid business in place, have an excellent sales funnel in place. One of the major values of your sales funnel is that there's order in it. There's a sequence. Okay, there's a rhyme and reason why these elements are in place. Okay, going back to the topic of the marriage model, you're developing that relationship step by step. They're getting to know you, and you're getting to know them, and you're working together, and you're growing together. Okay, that's how most successful relationships work out. Okay, now, going back to the topic there of the return path, which is the last step that I'll be talking about in the sales funnel, is that you'll have also equally the opportunity of going back to your buyers who didn't purchase and presenting the email or talking with them. It just goes into that cycle or that revolution. Okay, lead magnet, Tripwire, your core offer, profit maximizers, and overall, it's there to create better win-win scenarios with with yourself and your audience. Okay, so let's talk about any questions so far. If you do, just press *5 and then ask your questions. If not, we'll get started on the next phase here, okay? Okay, Yeah, so the next element that I want to talk about here with your with the topic of sales funnels is the differences between the sales funnels that you would use for e-commerce compared to affiliate marketing. So just briefly, if you don't know what e-commerce is and affiliate marketing, you can go in more depth on other trainings. But e-commerce is where you're selling tangible products to people. People are buying those, giving you the money, usually, if you're doing drop shipping. But they're buying the product from you, and then you're shipping that out to them, or your supplier will ship it out to them. And then affiliate marketing is where people will come to your site, click on a link, they're taken off of your site, and then they're going to buy a product or service from the advertiser that you're promoting. Okay, so the sales funnel that the same elements that we talked about earlier would still apply to any of those here. However, the e-commerce type of website is structured a little bit differently. Because when people come to your site, they're usually clicking on a product, adding it to the cart, and then they're checking out. And then from there, they go through and buy the product. That money is deposited into your, let's say, your PayPal account or your merchant account with your bank. And then you can fulfill the order. But with e-commerce, it's very important. It's a little bit more challenging, a little bit trickier, to present an opportunity of getting their name and email. You'll usually get that automatically when they check out, through the checkout process on the e-commerce site. Okay, but what you'd want to make sure you do is, when they check out and they give you their name and email, you should have elements in place like a check this box to receive updates from us via email. Okay, they need to give you permission to be able to have you send out emails to them on a regular basis. Okay, that's called the double opt-in. They need to opt-in first, and then they need to go to their email and click on the link and say, yes, I subscribe to your email marketing updates, even if they are just buying a product from you. Okay, so talk with your coder or your website designer / coder, and they can probably put that on there. If you're using WordPress, a lot of times they'll have that element in place already, and that's why I recommend using WordPress for your e-commerce site. You can also use existing builders out there, but we're not going to go in depth on that on this topic, but just real quick, a One Shopping Cart or BigCommerce are excellent sites to use for platforms for e-commerce. Now, affiliate marketing with your sales funnel, same elements, once again, still apply with your awareness, lead magnets, tripwires, core offer, profit maximizing is your return path. Okay, still the same principles, but with this, the way that you present your offer really makes a big difference with your affiliate marketing stuff, because the last thing you want is to have people come to your website and click on a link and they buy and that's it, and then you don't see them at all. If you were to structure it to where you first present a squeeze page where you're collecting a name and email first, and then you're redirecting them to your core offer that you're promoting from your affiliate supplier or your advertiser, that would be a better way, because you're able to collect that name and email, and then they potentially would still buy. And now you can present other products and services to them through email. Because you took the time to put that type of system in place in your sales funnel to increase your profits and also help them out. As a business owner, you want to help them out, and the only way you can really help them out is if you have methods of communication or channels of communication. And one of the major channels of communication is your email marketing, if you're doing it primarily or strictly online. So if you don't have an email marketing system in place, make sure that you get that in place. Okay, you can go to AWeber or iContact or MailChimp, Constant Contact. There's a number of them. If you need help, you can just call in and we can help you out and walk you through it. But very, very critical that you have an email marketing system in place. There are also systems out there that are very robust to automate a lot of these things for you in your sales funnel. I don't recommend using these robust sales systems or email marketing or marketing systems called Infusionsoft or Office Autopilot quite yet when you first start. But as you start to get your feet wet and you start to generate a few thousand leads on your website, then going on to the next step of using those services will, you know, dramatically, you know, boost your you know, profits, because it's going to automate a lot of these steps that we're talking about. Okay, instead of having to do them manually every time. So at this point, if you're just starting off with as a newbie and you're getting your site up and running, you can easily do these steps, you know, yourself by working with us, and we'll coach you through and guide you through and help you implement them and show you how to do it. But ultimately, there's systems out there like Infusionsoft and Office Autopilot that will take all these elements that we're talking about with lead magnets and tripwires and all the offers that you're presenting and tie them in to a sequence of events. Okay, so, you know, we'll talk about that more depth in the future on more advanced topics and discussions, but we'll leave it at that point there. But going back to the differences between the sales funnel implementation for your e-commerce and affiliate marketing models, the affiliate marketing, make sure you have some type of a squeeze page in place or some way of collecting their name and email before they, before you lead them on their way to buy the product. And then the e-commerce approach, make sure you have some way of, you know, in inviting them to mark a box or put their name and email in to hear from you after or before they buy that product. One of the systems that, you know, I use for a lot of the affiliate marketing and also e-commerce is Lead Pages, and they're great. You know, they're very popular as well, so you can check them out. But they make it super easy for people to create, you know, squeeze pages and sales pages for your tangible products or services or affiliate offers. Okay, so you don't have to worry about creating them from scratch every time or not even knowing how to do it. They're already designed and they're already formatted and ready to go. So if you have any questions about that, you can always email or call in, and we can help you out with that too. Now the next topic, as a part of your sales funnel, that we'll discuss is the basics of optimizing your sales funnel, you know, so you can boost these sales. Okay. We talked about the major principles and the major elements of your sales funnel, but the aspects of boosting your sales will be a lot easier as you create less friction, you create more simplicity, okay, you organize your sales funnel so it's a smooth operating machine. Okay, if there's any confusion and you know, there's a lot of links on certain websites or pages on your website like we talked about earlier, it just creates a, you know, more friction, and then where there's more friction, there's, you know, not as much action. So we're going to talk about some of those elements right now. Okay, so if the step-by-step process of buying the product on your site is long and complicated, okay, you want to simplify it. If people are coming to your website and they want to get a quote, and you're using a form with, let's say, you know, 9 or 10 different fields, you know, 3-page application is not really that necessary. Just present the form, tell them to fill it out, and submit it. Okay, you don't need this long, drawn-up process of collecting a lead or have to have people request a quote from you if you're offering, let's say, a janitorial services or if you're offering, you know, lawn mowing services. If they want a quote, just present it, have them fill it out, easy. Now, the second aspect of reducing friction and making things as simple as possible is making your site user-friendly. Okay, one of the elements of user-friendliness is your design. If it looks like, you know, a teenager did your site, then it would be a bad move, okay, unless they're a super talented teenager. You know? So just make sure that your site looks nice. It doesn't have to be super fancy schmancy, but it should look nice. And if you were to look at some of the websites that were, you know, developed earlier in the .com, you know, stage, you know, there's some pretty crazy ones that have some psychedelic colors and yellow and purple backgrounds. And so just make sure your site looks nice. It's easy to read the text, and, you know, easy to understand what you're all about. Some of the other elements here that we'll discuss is presenting your name or contact info, photos, phone numbers, your address. Okay, these are all things that you should present to create transparency in your business. Okay, if you have, if you're hiding those things, then people by default usually think, well, they're hiding something and they're not as trustworthy. Okay, so be open, be transparent, let people know, you know, who you are. Say, hey, I'm Joe. I run this website. I've created it because I want to help you, you know, do what? Yeah, that could be presented on your about page. But if you're running a services business, then you know, make sure that you put your contact info where it can be seen, you know, your picture, along with other elements that help out with telling them who you are and where you are and all that stuff. Okay, the other point here is insufficient evidence. Okay, if you present testimonials on your website but fail to back them up, okay, that's a it's a detriment. Yeah, it's good to be able to present testimonials for sure. However, you know, they need to be real. You know, they need to be legit. So if you present a picture of the actual person that gave you the testimonial, that'll even be better, and along with even a link to their website. Okay, so when you present testimonials or social proof, okay, this is evidence that people have worked with you already, and it helps boost conversion. So when people go through your sales funnel, they're going to see these different elements of your social proof, you know, testimonials from other people. And when they see those, they'll be far more persuaded to do something with you because they're not being treated as a test dummy. They're not the guinea pig. Okay, they'll know by looking at these testimonials that other people have tried this out. So, you know, therefore, I can do it, and if they've done it, I can definitely see success. Okay, and the last point here with decreasing friction and boosting conversions from people, from prospects, going through your sales funnel, is clearly presenting, you know, any solutions to their fears, their uncertainties, their doubts. Okay, if there's any doubts and any challenges that they may be facing as a result of considering buying your product or service, make sure you resolve those. Okay, you can resolve them by having, like for example, a frequently asked questions page on your website. Okay, the FAQS page, the frequently asked questions page, can answer a lot of questions that your customers or prospects may have. And that can definitely influence, and it does. It dramatically influences people to take action when they come to your site. If you don't know for sure what the concerns or challenges are that they're facing, ask them. Okay, and how you ask them is by opening up your mouth and talking with them in person or sending them an email. You can create a survey by using different survey programs out there like Zoomerang, Zoomerang.com or SurveyMonkey.com. These are all survey companies that you can use to create great surveys to send out to your audience. And just make them simple, but yet focused on the topics of what fears and dreams they face most. You know, asking them where they want to be in the next 6 months, what obstacles they are facing or are challenged with right now. You know, don't make the survey too long, though. Okay? You can send out multiple surveys over time, but get started now, you know, with sending out a survey of, let's say, 3 to 5 simple questions, and all they got to do is take the mouse and click on yes or no, yes or no. Okay, so if you present open-ended questions where they have to explain themselves, they usually it'll usually be less likely that they fill it out. You know, so make them not have to think much. Okay, just present the specific question, ask them, and let them answer by clicking on yes or no, and then click on send or submit. Okay. Okay, so that's the last major point that I'll talk about with reducing friction in the whole process of your sales funnel, so you can boost conversions and see more money in your pocket. Okay, now we'll talk about some of the tools that you can use. Yeah, I mentioned one of them, which was Lead Pages earlier, using that with WordPress. WordPress is a fantastic system too, and I talked about that briefly, but let's go a little bit more in depth on WordPress. Now, WordPress is an open source software. It's free to use, and people can use that to set up any type of website they want. And so a lot of gurus, including myself, use WordPress for their website. It powers all my websites, and it's very easy to use. But I say easy in terms of the learning curve, because I've already gone through the learning curve. I've already learned how to use it. So easy is relative. You got to learn how to use it, and there is a learning curve that you got to go through to learn how to use it successfully. But there's plenty of tutorials online. There's thousands of all kinds of video tutorials, and so there's not that issue at all. You can also call in, and we can help you too on that topic. Okay, so WordPress, the reason why it would be the best to use WordPress for your sales funnel and creating your website and setting up the pages for your sales funnel is because it gives you 100% control over your site. Okay, if you need to get something changed really fast, you can go straight to your account, get it changed, or even have your webmaster or the person in charge of your site just go in there and change it really easily. They don't have to worry about going into the code of the site and or even you. It's very easy to change. Okay, now the theme, one of the one of the greatest themes that I've come across, themes inside of WordPress allow you to change the look and feel of your website. If you don't like the look of it, there's over 20,000 different themes that are available to choose from with WordPress. Not all of them are created equal, but when you're setting up your sales funnel, you want to make sure you have the right pages in your whole sequence of selling your products and services. And so like with affiliate marketing, we talked about having a sales page, a squeeze page. You got to have an order page, checkout, process for e-commerce. Those are all pages, different types of pages that are all a part of your sales funnel. Okay, so they're very easy to create using WordPress, and you can, if you're running an e-commerce site, you can use the plugin called WooCommerce. So WooCommerce, WOOCOMMERCE. Okay, so WooCommerce is the plugin you can install. You just go into plugins and click on install and then activate it. The WordPress theme, if you want to change the layout and the overall appearance of it, then the theme called Responsive by CyberChimps is great. The overall layout is super clean and easy to use. You can easily change the colors to it and the layouts on all your pages. And so using that type of theme called it's called Responsive, you can go into Themes, into your WordPress admin area, and click on Add New, and type that word in, Responsive, inside of the search field. And then you can it'll be the first one that pulls up, and just click on Install and Activate. And once you activate it, then you can work on using that theme to present your message on your homepage. You can have your store and all the squeeze pages and sales pages that you ever wanted, okay? Now, you need to customize each page using WordPress. They don't come inherently designed and already laid out with all the opt-in form or with the opt-in form and text on there. You need to put that on there, okay? Okay, whereas the system I mentioned earlier of lead pages, they automatically do that for you. Okay, all you got to do is just drag and drop or click on the actual image or text and just change it quickly, and it'll be ready to go for you to start promoting. So it's a lot easier. It does, I think the last time I checked, the cost was anywhere from $200 to $500 one time for the year. But once you set it up, then you're ready to go. And then you can have as many pages and squeeze pages and all that stuff you want. We won't go into that too much more depth, but that's just a tool to help you out with your sales funnel creation. Okay, now some of the offers that you can present to people, we're going to go on to the next, the last topic here of the call today, okay, which is your exit offers. Okay, when people are done going through your sales funnel, I mean, you can create the sales funnel as deep as you want, okay, and as many steps as you desire, and also however many steps that you have in products and so forth. But you know, the exit offers are pertaining to, you know, the deals that you pitch at them after they buy your last product. Okay, so let's say they bought one of your profit maximizers. Okay, what's the exit offer that you can present to them? The exit offers are not necessarily things for them to buy, but things that they can take action on, such as quizzes or surveys, things that will help you out and them out, but it helps you out with gathering feedback from them so you can customize better offers to them in the future. And when you're asking people for just 2 minutes of their time to tell you, you know, if they liked a particular product or what their goal is next or where they see themselves in the next 3 months, what challenges they faced, you know, if you just ask them quickly, hey, before you take off, answer these quick three questions. It'll help me out with serving you better in the future. Okay, those are things that you can present to your customers after they bought something. You can also present them to the prospects too. Okay, people who have not bought yet, you can present these types of exit, quizzes or surveys to them, and they'll even if they're incentivized, they'll be probably more likely to take action on them. Yeah, but overall, it helps you create more value for them, because the more and more you understand about their life, their life scenarios, their problems and challenges, the better you can do in researching solutions or creating solutions for them, whether that be tangible products or affiliate offers that you can search out and present to them. Yeah, to have an exit offer, have some type of exit presentation that invites them to give you further information to help you and them out, have a better experience and relationship as you start to move forward with the whole building of your business. Okay, so that's where we'll end here for today. Now, just to wrap things up, the topic here today was on the topic of sales funnels, how to build a sales funnel, the major elements of the sales funnel, your aspect of creating awareness, your lead magnets, your tripwires, your core offers, your profit maximizers, and your exit products, exit offers, when they have gone through the process. Okay, and so you can hire this stuff out too. Okay, if you don't know how to build these things out yourself, you can have freelancers or consultants do that for you. You can go over to Fiverr or Elance, or even go to Google and look for internet marketing consultants who can do that, build it for you. Usually you'll be paying anywhere, if you have other people do it, and they know how to do it right, you'll be paying anywhere from, $5,000 on up to, $30,000, okay, to have this stuff built for you and have it done right. Okay, but you can do it, you can do the simple steps yourself by just getting one product ready to sell. And you don't have to worry about, getting 50 products out the door and creating sales funnels for all of them all at the same time. Okay, just get one product out the door, have the proper steps that we talked about in place, and then start to build on that. Okay, that's the best way, just one step at a time, baby steps, and then you'll start to create what we call the compound effect. And before you know it, you'll have a great product suite of products and deals and services that you can offer that help people out. So that's the end of the call here today on the topic of sales funnels. If you have any questions, go ahead and press *5 to unmute yourself, and we'll talk about them. If not, we'll end here in about 30 seconds.